1 Chronicles, chapter 4. The descendants of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And their sister was named Hazael-Ponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Ha-Hashtri. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Cuz, who was the father of Anab and Zobiba. And of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted the request of Jabez. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Bethrepha, of Pasea, and of Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath, and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah, and Sariah was the father of Joab, the father of those living in Geharashim, which was given this name because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh: Iru, Elah, and Naam, the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel: Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra: Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife, Bethiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah. Mered also took a Judean wife, who gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah the Garmite, and of Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon: Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tylon. The descendants of Ishai: Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah: Ur, the father of Lekah, Laada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbea: Jochem, the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubileam. These names are from ancient records. These were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. The descendants of Simeon: Nimuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Sheol. The sons of Sheol: Shalom, Mibsam, and Mishma. The sons of Mishma: Hamuel, Zachar, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole clan did not become as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shuel, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearam. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Aen, Rimon, Tokan, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record: Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacoba, Jeshohiah, Asiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jedeah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah, These men listed by name were the leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the side of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. There they found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet, for some Hamites had lived there formerly. These who were noted by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites and Munites there in their dwellings,
devoting them to destruction even to this day.
Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks, and 500 of these Simeonites led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, went to Mount Seir and struck down the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.